All right, what's up, everybody? It is me, Insanity, here for Echo Asylum, and I have the honor today of interviewing the lovely September from September Morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you, Tom?
Doing all right. Enjoying this this crazy weather out here in the South. I'm not sure where you're at right now, but crazy weather. We get, you know, we had a near blizzard, or we had an Arctic blast down here in Tennessee, and then now it's like 70 degrees, 60 degrees with windy and rainy. So it doesn't seem to know what it wants to be, what season it wants to be over here.
Yeah, I'm from New York City, so I know of all the winter fiasco that's going on up there.
Oh yeah, you're not stuck in that, are you?
Friends are like, no, I'm not there right now. I'm actually in L.A.
Oh,
I moved out here a couple of years ago, so it's nice and sunny here.
Oh yeah, what was the move?
My friends are calling me, going, "Oh my god!"
Oh yeah,
you're not here.
They got hammered. I guess that was like a record snowfall over there. But I couldn't live there because I don't like the way people drive in snow. But I can drive pretty well, and I'd like to think so.
Yeah, like one of my friends is in New Hampshire, and he got 32 inches of snow.
Goodness, that's a lot to shovel, but I guess that works up the arm strength, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, you mentioned that, you know, you moved to LA. Was that move, was it partially due to the music, you know, more music visibility, or was that the only reason you really moved out there to pursue your music?
It was 100% because of the music and the project, and because most of the people that I wanted to work with and were working with were based out in LA. And so I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was kind of nearby the whole scene. And also the music scene kind of was, a couple years ago, kind of moved from New York to LA. And it's a very nice scene out here for music and things like that.
Now, is it kind of dog eat dog? I mean, I know in some of these smaller cities, like it's almost it's almost like really cutthroat. Is it the same way in LA, or is it because there's so many like little suburbs of Los Angeles and so many venues that everybody pretty much gets along, or how is the scene over there?
Well, the music industry as a whole, I think, is a little bit more dog eat dog, just because we're kind of like in this weird place with money. I think the money in the industry is not as foolish as it was before. And because of all the changing of how, you know, it's not really based on records being sold anymore, it's based on touring, it's based on all these different things. So, you know, there's a different sort of like economic structure to the whole thing. And when you take money out of the equation, people get very like scared, and they start like, you know, not being as helpful and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Money fuels everything, I guess.
Yeah, so when you get that, you get a little bit of that. But I think that it's we have a network of people that we work with and bands that we work with and friends in the industry, and we're all still very supportive of each other. I mean, it's, you know, rock and roll is kind of like a different sort of thing. It's not pop. It's not, you know, it's a little bit more of a family affair, you know, and I think that's what kind of keeps it, you know, still alive, even in these generations of, you know, of kind of, you know, a little role in the music industry, you know?
Yeah, so. Definitely. I mean, and that's the way here too, you know, even with rock and even going to the metal, sometimes it's a big family and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's good that as your band, I mean, I see your band doing things. I've known about you guys for probably about 2 years, and I've seen the way you guys, you know, promote yourself and stuff, and it doesn't seem like you guys seem like one of the good, you know, one of the good guys, you know, the people that really just willing to help out others, but then you're also there, you know, obviously putting yourself out there too. So, that's good to be one of the good guys.
Yeah, I mean, we try to be one of the good guys. I mean, it's all about, you know, just keeping positive about everything, you know, even about the state of the industry, and just thinking of different ways of going about it, and just being inventive and modern and just thinking outside the box. And I mean, my whole project's based on thinking outside of the box, you know, and it's been a little toil to get it moving, but it's starting to move now, and it's interesting, and the response on it is quite interesting, and you know, we've gotten a lot of support from people that we didn't think we'd get support from, so it's really cool.
Yeah, hell yeah, that sounds awesome, and I like people to think outside the box, because I find that a lot of times people try to follow the trends, and it gets a little bit cookie cutter, and I hate that crap. That's why I don't listen to pop music. No offense to pop music, but I think it's all fabricated, and it's just not genuine, or it's disingenuous for the most part. Not everything, but you know, most of it, I think. And I'm just really opinionated.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that out there, but there's, you know, there are some artists that are very interesting and very intriguing, and yeah, that do kind of like think outside the box. So, but yeah, we've tried to do that from the get go with this, and you know, I've never been one to kind of like put myself into a box. So,
yeah,
you know, we just kind of like, it's art, you know. Art is subjective to taste, and you know, you hope that people like it, and you hope that it rings a bell with people, and you try to send out some sort of message that really resonates.
Oh, hell yeah, I agree with that. I like the things you say. I wish all musicians thought like you, but. So, let me ask you, when you came out, you know, with September Morning, I'm, you know, I read a little bit about your bio. Who was the main, I guess the main person behind all the theatrics? Like, I know that you guys have a little more theatrics to, you know, to your live shows and how you got, you know, the band's overall look and image. Were you the main driving force behind that? You wanted something, you know, like, theatrical? 'Cause I mean, your whole look, it's very theatrical and very kind of dramatic. Were you the one, I mean, was this your idea from the get-go as a band? You wanted something?
Yeah, it was from, I mean, when the band was created, this is how, you know, the look got even more extreme, but it started pretty, you know, it was theatrical. It was dramatic. Like, I'm a very dramatic person.
Oh, really?
Everything about the project, you think? Everything about the project kind of reflects that, you know, it's keeping with the spirit of like who I am and who the characters are in the project, and you know, as it is a character driven project, and there's a lot of myself in my character and in this project. So I think that, you know, you see that, and that's what you see. That's the dramaticism you see. And it's, you know, it's very genuine. It's very, you know, who I am. So.
I dig the look. Now, is there any symbolism behind the look that you created? I mean, is there any symbolism as far as maybe like things you've gone through or personal experiences or you know, toils or troubles you've been through? Or is it just something where it was just kind of an idea and like art? Which is it? Was it just kind of like a symbolization, or is it just like art for what you created?
Well, September Morning was born out of, I mean, the story came from, like, just different experiences that happened in my life. And September, you know, I don't know how much you know about the story of September Morning, but she's this Reaper-human hybrid that kind of gets changed into a Reaper and half Reaper, half human, and she has to find her way and figure out, like, why is she in this place, and, like, why is she doing the things that she has to do for fate and you know, changing out souls, and she realizes her powers and wants to use them for good and wants to give people second chances at life, which is totally not what Reapers are supposed to do, but she decides to do that anyway because she thinks it's a good thing to do. And a lot of that was like, was born out of, you know, missing my friends and things that I went through personally and wanting to have second chances at going through things and going, you know, everybody wants a second chance. I think we can all relate to that. And so I think that it was kind of born out of that, you know? And then we developed the story, and Mark Sylvester and all developed the story, and, you know, the comic book's coming together, and that'll be coming out this spring as well. And it's a really interesting story. It, you know, it has a lot of different weird characters in it, and it's kind of funny, and it's dark, and it's, you know, it's got some really interesting plot points to it. It's cool.
That's pretty awesome. I'll have to check out a live show, definitely, and I, you know, check out a live show and see the theatrics. I've heard a lot about it, but I've never seen it in person. But I don't know if you guys have ever been to Knoxville or close to where I'm at, but maybe one day you guys can come over here and I'll check it out or whatever.
Yeah, we'll be going out your way soon, I'm sure.
Oh, really? So you guys have tours planned this year? What are you guys? Are you guys gonna? You guys plan on having a big 2015?
Yeah, we're looking at it. I mean, we have Rock on the Range coming up right now. We have a big Comic-Con on the East Coast, Atlantic City Comic-Con, that we're playing before Rock on the Range. And then we're configuring some tours, like, in between that and, like, during the summer and things like that, too. So we're just kind of putting it all together and, you know, getting the stage show to the point where it needs to be, you know, getting all the music tightened up. And, you know, it's a big production because we want to be just, you know, this epic sort of theatrical piece. So, you know, it's fun. It's really coming together.
Hell yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Now, You guys are touring now. Is this going to be in support of some album you guys might have coming up, or are you guys just going based upon your previous work?
No, it's definitely an album that we have coming up. We did an album with Howard Benson, and we mixed it with Chris Bordalgi, and it's a full-length album. And, you know, the way that we plan on releasing it will probably be a little bit different than just throwing an album out there, but nevertheless, it's definitely, you know, a full-length album. It kind of tells the story of September Morning. It has a lot of, it's very theatrical, it's very cool, it's rock, it's modern, it's alternative, it's got a lot of flavors in it.
Hell yeah. And so when can we expect the first, the debut single? Do you know when that's going to be released?
Well, they released on Loudwire, I don't know if you were privy to it, but we released a song called Children of Fate on Loudwire, and that's just kind of been out there for a little while now, and people seem to really like it and gravitate to it, so you should check that out if you haven't gotten your chance.
Okay, very cool. That's on Loudwire, you said?
Yeah, it's on Loudwire. It's premiered on Loudwire. It's also on their YouTube page. It's just a YouTube / The September Morning. You can MOUR90. You can check it out there too. It's an audio video that we made, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty clever. It has a lot of imagery in it, and the song is Children of Fate, and that's basically based on, you know, what we call our followers, our fans, our quote unquote family, basically, is Children of Fate, and it's, you know, just basically about burning through the world and doing what you want and following your dream and following your inspiration and living your life to the fullest.
Hell yeah. I dig that. I'll definitely have to check that out on YouTube, and I encourage the listeners, whoever's listening to this now, go ahead and check out September Morning, all their work up to that point. So thank you for that information. That's cool. I didn't know you guys had that. So you're educating me. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you, from your previous work, what's your crowning achievement, or what do you feel most accomplished for of so far with the band? Because I see you guys, you know, toured with Gemini Syndrome and opened for Rat, and I've done a tour with Marilyn Manson. I guess what's the crowning achievement? What makes you feel the most proud about your accomplishments so far with September Morning?
I mean, it's not like one thing I can really pinpoint that's like, oh yeah, this is like the greatest thing ever. It's just everything that we've done just kind of like compiles onto like where we want to go, you know? And it's kind of like where it's like this carrot that we dangle in front of myself. Like for me, it's like this carrot I dangle in front of myself where I want to be. And I mean, we've had, like you mentioned, a couple of tours that we've done that were really awesome. And you know, we did release something in Europe previously, and we did that on our own accord, and we produced it by ourselves, and we did everything by ourselves. And it's been nice to, like, you know, get a label on board, and, you know, or get, like, you know, a booking agent on board and get a manager on board that really sees the vision, get like people on board that really see our vision and want to help us like propel this story and propel this project forward. And I think that's kind of like the greatest gift, is that you find people that get it and that like it and that are like, this is cool, and, you know, this is different, and yeah, let's move forward with this. And that becomes, you know, the best gift ever.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that must be, I mean, for somebody with as great a vision as you, I mean, you come up with this stuff that blows my mind. I mean, your visions and your artistry and your theatrics, I mean, everything is, it kind of blows my mind when I see it all kind of out there. And you know, it's cool. I can definitely see how somebody would jump on that, you know, jump on and be like, oh, I got to get in on this, because it's something that's not, you know, really something that you don't see a whole lot. The only band I think that might match your theatrics from what I've seen of you guys is maybe Avatar. And I actually asked Johannes about their theatrics. They got the whole, you know, the little circus sideshow kind of thing going on. And it was really cool. And I like to see bands a lot, you know, that go out like way out there, but then somebody actually gets it and understands the vision. So, I could definitely see how that could be a very, you know, accomplished moment for you. Let me get back into this year for you. You know, you're going to be doing touring. Have you guys secured any dates, or are there any bands that you can reveal that you might be touring with this year?
We can't reveal anything yet, but
no.
We will be revealing stuff soon.
Okay. I like to be the one to break the, I like to be the one to break the story. I'm trying to get something out of you, but I guess I'm
sorry.
Nah, that's all right.
We'll have news soon, and you'll keep in touch and keep checking our pages, our website, Twitter feeds, whatever. We're kind of all over the place, all over the net, so you can check us out. And there'll be dates coming and tours coming and exciting news coming. So.
Hell yeah. Now, is this year going to be your first time playing Rock on the Range?
Yeah, it's our first time.
Oh, man.
Exciting.
It was epic really... last year. It was epic last year.
Yeah. I've been to it before, just as an observer, and I've seen it, and it's a lot of fun. Like, it's a lot of fans and a lot of fans and a lot of people. And it's really exciting. It looks like it's really exciting, and the energy there is really cool. So we're pretty, stoked to play and lucky to be asked to, join the lineup.
And a lot of beer. You can't forget that. People are drunk as hell out there. I'm telling you, man, people are, I saw a guy fall from the bleachers actually last year.
Really?
Yeah, he was drunk. He walked over. He climbed over the railing and he fell. I mean, he rolled down like, I don't know, about 30 sets of bleachers. Everybody was laughing and taking pictures. I'm like, dude, that guy probably has broke his back or whatever. And then he got down to the bottom and he was woozy. And then the cops grabbed him and took him away. I'm like, dude, you might want to check that guy for interior bleeding or something. What the hell? You just gotta grab him. I mean.
But what's funny is when you get that drunk, you actually don't injure yourself as much because your body just kind of mush.
You'll feel it once the hangover's gone. You'll feel it once the hangover's gone. Like, shit, what did I do yesterday? Be like, dude, you're all over fucking YouTube. You fell down bleachers. I'd be like, oh, dude, that's cool as hell. I got a million views. People are nuts now.
It's like a YouTube page with a million views on it now.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. I don't know. I know there's a bunch of phones that came out. Everybody's clicking.
Guys fall over features. Guys fall over features.
I did not move my camera. I did not move my camera though. I was shooting photography at that, and I did not move my camera. I was actually kept focused on. I forget what band it was. I think it was Fuel that was playing actually, and I kept on the subject. I did not get my ADD and go over to the drunk guy falling out the bleachers.
So hard to do.
I know, right? Kudos to me. That's right. I'm gonna pat myself on the back. So. I know you're a busy chick. So, hope you don't mind me calling you a chick, by the way. I know you're busy, busy musician. I'll say that. So don't offend anybody. Of course I've known to offend people before. So let me just go ahead and get your links here. I look forward to talking to you in the future. But for now we'll just keep it at that. Go ahead and give everybody your links. Where can they find September Morning at?
Well, you can go to www.septembermorning.com, and that's MOURNING. And if you go there, you can find our Twitter links, our YouTube, our Instagram. It's all tucked away on that page, so you can just join. And you can join our mailing list as well and see how you can help spread September Morning and help join our street teams and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Go check out this band. This lady I'm talking to, she's amazing. September, go check out her band. She's the theatrics is all there. Go check out pictures. You'll be blown away by the concept of everything. So go follow all the social media sites. There's like a bajillion of them. So I'm not going to name them off, but go check out this band, check out their music and support, support vision and creativity. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, September, for your time. And hopefully I'll be seeing you at the show. Hopefully I get to cover Rock on the Range. If so, I'll look for you and I can tell you, hey, I'm that eccentric, crazy guy that you talked to that one time.
That would be awesome. Come shoot us. That would be great.
I would love to. Oh my God. I would love to shoot photography of you. Oh my God. That would be like a dream come true.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll talk to Tom. I'll hook it up. Don't worry. So let me go ahead and let you go. And thank you very much for your time. And I'll let you guys know whenever this interview's up. And good luck with 2015. I can't wait to hear your new music. And I'll have to get some copies of that so I can put it on there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Okay.
All right. And this has been Insanity here interviewing the wonderful September from September Morning. And we'll catch you next time here on Echo Asylum.